Interesting, you're talking about the history of Jackson County. Consumers Energy has a pretty significant role, I'd like to think, in that history in terms of electrifying the community and being a good corporate citizen. But now you look to the future, and I think we still have a role to play. We've talked about clean energy, renewables, solar power, things like that. But electric vehicles are coming, and they're coming on fast. I was just reading a story the other day that talked about how the price points, you know, the automakers who are they're doing all they can to shave the cost of these vehicles. And it's reaching that point where it's going to become a default or kind of a go-to for new car buyers. And that could happen as soon as the middle of this decade or by the end of it.
Yeah, they're talking the mid-20s, which anymore sounds like a bargain.
Well, I think for a lot of people so far who bought electric vehicles, they're doing it because they're first concerned about protecting the planet, the environment, which I think is great. But cost is always a consideration, and the cost is changing. The battery technology is growing fast. The reason why you've got me on, of course, is that yesterday we were proud to announce with DTE that we're committing to building out the network, the infrastructure of charging stations, so that as you're driving your car, whether you're charging at home and going to work, or you're making that road trip across the state or across the entire Midwest, the charging stations will be there so you can continue to power up.